It's working, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry, good evening. Good evening. Sorry, I had a little technical difficulty getting started here, but we're here. Okay.
Oh, Sam.
Okay.
Okay,
be quiet, right? Okay. Okay, so we discussed last night that when it comes to the halachas of dealing with children on Shabbos, so we said that there are really a few different stages. There's a stage of a child who's beneath the age of Havana, meaning he has no understanding. If you tell him something is wrong, he shouldn't do something on Shabbos, he has no comprehension of that. And so such a person, I mean, at such an age, you don't have an obligation to stop the child from doing anything he's doing, even if it's a Chil Shabbos or anything. That's even his own parents aren't obligated to stop him or her. Once the child is old enough that they do begin to understand, they reach, let's say, 3 years old, and they have some comprehension, and they can understand what it means that that something is wrong, something shouldn't be done, you know, on a basic level. But they get it when you tell them they're not supposed to do something. They realize that they're not supposed to do it. So at that age, then the parents do have an obligation to stop them from doing an avera to the extent that they can. We have to temper this whole idea with, you know, there is the concept of chanoch lanar al pidarko. When we say stop them, we're not talking about in a forceful manner, in a way that will chas v'shalom engender bad feelings and resentment, etc. And it's a balance. I mean, you can't overly pamper your children. You can't be worried about every little thing you do. Oh, they're not gonna, you know, they're gonna resent it. They're gonna not like Yiddishkeit, whatever. Of course, you can't be overly cautious. But on the other hand, you do have to be careful that you don't turn a child off in your attempt and your effort to be mechanich them. You certainly don't want to chas v'shalom, push them away or turn them off at all. But okay, but once a child reaches the age of Havana, then you have parents have a mitzvah to stop them from doing Chil Shabbos or other averos. That's only for the parents. Other people don't have that obligation, only for your own children. And as a general rule, we'll see in a moment. And then there's a third age. Once they reach the age of Chinuch, they're still Ketanim, but they're already, let's say, 6-7 years old, and they're, which is the general age of Chinuch for mitzvah saseh. So then the parents certainly would have to stop them from doing a lo saseh. And then there's even an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that other people are obligated as well. This child's parents, there is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber doesn't hold that way. The Mechaber holds until a child is bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, then nobody has an obligation to stop them from doing avera other than the parents. The Ramah brings a machlokas, and he brings that there is an opinion that once they reach the age of chinuch, 6-7 years old, then everybody is required to stop them if they see them. Like I said, you're walking the street, you see a child doing an avera, then it's not your child, but you'd also have to stop them because they're old and they're bar chinuch. And the Mishnah Berurah says in that the chayyadam paskins this way, so that by the bottom line is at least by a doraisa, if the child's doing something which is an isser doraisa, an isser Torah, that means for an adult it would be an isser Torah. For a child, it's never an isser Torah, but something that's inherently the act they're doing is something which is a Torah avera, then the chayyadam is machmer that you should follow the shita, that you should stop them even if you're not the parent. Whereas if they're doing something that's asamid rabbanon, you could let it go. The parents can't let it go. The parents have to stop them even by a rabbanon, but the other people could let it go. Now we started saying at the end that when it comes to Shabbos, there's a pasuk in the Torah says lo sasa komalacha tov in chavitecha. So there's a mitzvah to stop your child from doing, to make sure your child keeps Shabbos, meaning a child who's not bar mitzvah, once they're a bar havana, there's a mitzvah to see that they don't break Shabbos, they don't do malacha on Shabbos, and therefore, as I said, it might be even when it comes to Shabbos, it might be mamash achi of doraisa, very likely is achi of doraisa to stop them, And we also said that if the child is doing something for the gadol, if they're doing it for the parent, then for sure the parent has to stop them once they're a bar havana, not a tiny baby that doesn't know right from wrong and doesn't understand at all. But once, let's just use the age three, once they're 3 years old and they are have some degree of comprehension that certain things you can't do, so then the parent is definitely obligated to stop them if they're doing something for the parent. And any other adult would also be obligated to stop them if they're doing it for that person. And the Shulchan Aruch says, God forbid, there's a fire on Shabbos. Now we're talking about just a fire that where there's no threat to human life. I'm not going into Hilchos fires on Shabbos now. It should never be. But if there's a threat to human life, then it's a whole different story. Of course, you know, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. But we're discussing a fire where it's clear that there is no threat to human life. It's just a question of monetary loss, maybe even significant monetary loss, but only monetary loss. So it says, if a non-Jew comes and wants to put out the fire, even though the fire doesn't affect anyone but you know, but whatever, Reuven, it's Reuven's house, and there's no other houses around, nobody else is going to be affected by it, only Reuven is going to stand to suffer a loss by this fire, and a non-Jew, when non-Jews come to put out the fire, Reuven's not obligated to stop them. He can't, as a general rule, he can't ask them to put out the fire, but he's not obligated to, you know, to stop them. But if a child comes to put out the fire, he has to stop the child because the child is considered to be doing it for you. He doesn't have a guy, we say, a non-Jew is doing it for his own motivations, his own, his own reasons to do it. But a child is doing it for the parent. So you have to stop them. Imagine that. There's a fire, which is, God's a bit, which is threatening or consuming a person's property. And a child is maybe it's not such a big fire yet, but at this point the child could pour a bucket of water over it and put it out. But if they don't do that, there's nobody else around right now who could help, and no non-Jews, that is to say. And who knows what's going to be by the time firefighters get here or whatever? Who knows what's going to be? But you have to stop him. You can't allow a child to put out the fire on Shabbos. Once they're a bar havana, even less than the age of chinuch. You'd have to stop them. Tell them they can't. You're not allowed to put out a fire trap when there's no threat to human life. So you'd have to actually stop them. That's the case that the Shulchan Aruch gives to illustrate, or it's one of the cases to demonstrate this halacha. Now, one thing has to be made abundantly clear, and that is, you're never allowed to encourage a child to do malacha at any age. A child at any age, you're not allowed to encourage a child or to cause a child to do malacha or to do any iser. You're not allowed to be machshel a child in an avera, even though for the child it's not really an avera because they may be extremely young where they don't know anything, or even if they're old enough to know something, but they're at age where they don't really know good from bad, and they're certainly not chayv in a Torah, but there are psukim in the Torah from where we learn that you're not allowed, an adult is not allowed to cause a child to do an avera. Or like, for example, one of the psukim talks about by Tumas Kohenim, says an adult is not allowed to bring a child who's a Kohen. That only applies to, you know, males. Girls don't have the, even if they're the Kohen family, they don't have the Isra of Tumah. But a male Kohen can't be Metame to Mason, can't be in the Ohel Mace. He can't be in contact with a Mace or in the same room as a Mace, under the same roof as a Mace. So even though a child might not be obligated on his own to prevent, to avoid doing that, but you can't bring your child, if your child's a Kohen, you can't bring your child into a place, or any child who's a Kohen, even if it's not your child, any child's a Kohen, you can't bring to a place where there's Tumas Mace, into an Ohel HaMace. That is considered being machshelim. And there are two other psukim also, and it's learned, it applies to Kala Tarakula. Kala Tarakula, you cannot cause or encourage or bring about that a child should do an iser. So the only heter, the only time that we can sometimes have a child help us on Shabbos when you need something done or you want something done, but it involves Chil Shabbos, is if the child is lower than the age of Havana And even then, though, you can't ask them to do it or encourage them, or, you know, you can't like point to the light switch and try to convince the child, or, you know, encourage the child to turn on or off the light or anything of that sort. You can't do that. What you can do is you could put the child in a position where they're likely to do it on its own. The Gemara brings an example where the keys of the Beis Medrash were once dropped in the street, out in the street in Rosh Hashanah, and they, you know, nobody was allowed to, no adult is allowed to bring them. It was on Shabbos. The adults can't pick them up and carry them, and so they brought two children out to the when I say the street, I'm sure it wasn't the street. The car is coming to the Rosh Hashanah, and they brought two children out to the Rosh Hashanah there to sit and play. And then they says, and the kids noticed, oh, look, here's keys. And they picked up the keys, says, look what we found. So we found some keys. So, and these, so children who are not about Havana, children below the age of Havana, where you don't have to stop them. So you could like set them up in a way that they're on their own going to do it. You can't encourage them. You can't point, you can't put their hand on the switch, or certainly talk to them or anything like that. But you could put them near a light switch, which we know, if you know your child is going to play with it and turn it on, or you hope he will turn it on or off, that you're allowed to do. And then if he wants to go back and turn it off, you're allowed to tell him no. You're allowed to tell him not to turn it off, not to do or back on, whichever way, not to do malacha, that you could do. But you can't encourage or bring about it any way that the child does malacha, other than to, like I say, just set them up in a place where they're likely or liable to see the situation and react on their own and do that. Okay, there's at least one more detail which I want to speak out. We'll leave for tomorrow, and we'll see if there's some other points maybe just to wrap up on this general topic. Okay, very good. Have a good night, everyone. Take care.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.